You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man. Marijuana.
That's right. Straighten your tie. Buckle up your pant thing. And pull your socks up.
Can you put your pants back on, please?
Hell no. You know how it is on Thursdays, mate.
Welcome, Chris Valley.
Thank you.
I guess we were just chatting off air, and I think the biggest headline is the Washington Post has come out saying one person has died from a weed overdose. What's the story behind this?
Well, it's a tragic whether it's true or not. It's a 1-year-old baby. It happened two or three years ago. It was in Colorado. And the baby had some sort of heart condition, and I think that might have been why they were treating it with medical cannabis. That kind of pediatric use is quite common in medical cannabis states. They don't have kind of age limits. If the doctor wants to do it, the doctor wants to do it.
Right, you know? Far out.
Yeah, so anyway, so it got coded up as potentially related to the cannabis use, because cannabis will affect your heart rate, it affects your blood pressure. So, you know, if you've got...
Just like an energy drink.
Yeah. Well, if you're at risk in that kind of department, you want to be careful. But it's conflicting evidence. Some of it says that your blood pressure drops and therefore your heart rate goes up to compensate. Now, having your blood pressure drop is usually a good thing. For some people, it isn't, right? But also your heart rate going up, the order of magnitude was going up a few steps. So it wasn't like you get the heart rate of running a marathon or something and, oh my God, you've got to be careful. It was literally like getting up out of your seat and walking a few steps.
Okay.
So the magnitude. But anyway, so this kid, we're not quite sure. It got reported all around the world.
This is obviously a slightly more serious story than I was hoping for. I was hoping for someone smokes 10,000 joints and then died.
Well, that's what people normally say is, the big bale landing on your head is the lethal dose. But in this case, so what happened was the media reported, it started in the Washington Post, went everywhere, got reported all around here. Then the authors of this case study, so the reason why the Washington Post had heard of it is the doctors had published it up as a report, just as a case study of one. So it's not a study as such, it's just saying this is what we saw. When they saw the coverage, they retracted it all and were kind of like, hey, you guys have leapt to the wrong conclusion. We didn't say cannabis killed it. The child, we're saying that there could be some sort of influence there among whatever did actually happen.
It was a variable in a scenario.
So that's all interesting. So it got reported as the first ever death, and we were like, that's the first death that the Washington Post knows about, but according to our stats right here in New Zealand, it isn't. Now, the last year that figures were available for, 2014, our stats right here put it at 32 deaths a year.
I'm smoking a joint and then I die, or is I'm smoking a joint and then I'm like mucking around on my forklift and then I kill myself?
Well, we're pretty dubious about it, and so is the Drug Foundation, who have just written up a big thing in their latest magazine all about it. It's the way that our system works. When they code up deaths, they attribute it to multiple things, basically whatever they find. Yeah. So if they find some cannabis in your system, you get attributed to be a cannabis death if there's no other obvious kind of death, or other obvious reason. So if they're kind of like, we don't really know, let's attribute it to these five things that it could be, just because we've found it in their system.
So postmortem, they're basically
most of these
giving
be car
a
crashes,
test.
Surely, right? Like, you know.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think I think some of them were things like heart things and stuff like that. But it's a multitude of things, and as I say, it tends to be deaths that they can't otherwise explain. So they just kind of go, "Well, what came back in the lab results? Let's just attribute it."
It
to
could
them.
Be one of. I mean, it's just a multiple. They're just giving you a drug test after you've died and going, "This person had cannabis in
the
system."
Holy crap! This person partied.
Whether or not it was. Yeah, so it's dubious. It's really dubious.
It's pretty dubious.
Dubious.
Yeah. Dubious.
Okay. Do not do it.
Hey, it was nice to see you at the IRL AuCon in real life.
There was lots of fun.
Knowledge.
Enjoyed that.
Good times.
What did you guys cover off for those of the People out there.
You, Russell Brown, and Joe Guy was on the panel, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Joe Guy from BFM.
Yeah, that's right. There was a bit of a revolving panel of a whole bunch of interesting people. And we talked about the medical cannabis plan or the bill that Labor are going to introduce, and actually how kind of little we really know about it.
Yeah.
But the sorts of things we need to be doing, which is being very clear in what we want and really dominating in the media and getting those messages out there and all backing each other up and being consistent so that, because we really think that the government hasn't settled on what they want to do, and so we've got this opportunity over the next few weeks to really shape that, you know. Referendum being the kind of next priority, and there's a lot we need to do there, particularly around making it binding, because if you make it binding, kind of everything falls into place. If it's not binding, it's kind of like, why are we bothering?
I know we sort of briefly talked about this, but how much correspondence does Normal have with the government over this? Are you up and down to Wellington a couple of times?
Are you in the fold?
Or help them, or suggestive, or...
That, you know, we recognise that the government has a lot of things that they've said they're going to need, that they want to do in the 100 days, and we may not even be in their top 100, you know what I mean? Yeah. That they have got so many things that they have said they're going to do, and this is part of the reason why we need to get in the media and dominate so that we get up that level.
But how does
that
work? Become more of a priority. Has Normal like put out an olive branch showing, look, we're here to help, anything you need, kind of thing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, yeah, that is the next stage. And of course, you have various different groups within the law reform movement that are all kind of doing that as well. And everyone's kind of got their preferred policy. And, you know, who knows? They might have received letters or whatever about it already.
Right.
But certainly, you know, we're there. We want to be part of that process. It's really important that users are at the heart of that conversation. You know, you wouldn't do, for example, prostitution law reform without talking to people in the sex industry.
Yeah.
And it needs to be the same with cannabis law reform. It can't be some kind of ivory tower conversation among people who aren't really affected by it.
Mm.
It actually, you know, the users and people who are really affected by drug laws need to be at the heart of that conversation.
I feel like everybody's affected in the end, you know. Especially, you know, everyone knows someone, isn't it?
Mm. Now, Normal also had their AGM recently. Mm. What gets covered off at the AGM?
How big is the joint?
What are the top business?
Just give me an up. Like, I'm pulling my hands apart now. Really? Oh my god! Tell me to stop. Oh my god!
Keep going.
It's not a party, and that's kind of part of the problem, I guess. You have a J-Day and thousands of people want to turn up. You want to do some kind of serious campaigning and kind of get together on a Sunday afternoon when everyone wants to be at the beach, and that's a bit more difficult. But one of the things is Normal's an incorporated society, so we have to actually do these sorts of things. And most campaign organisations, not just for cannabis law reform, but for all sorts of campaigns, they don't incorporate. They're just a kind of fluid group of people who do it. And in a lot of ways, that's easier. But Normal has always been an incorporated society. It means that people can give donations and know that it's all going to be properly accounted for and all this sort of thing. It's not kind of mixed up with people's own finances or whatever. No, it was good. We had a really good group of people there, and some people joining in via Skype and stuff like that as well. We've formed like a really good campaign team.
Big year for Norman. Big couple of years on the horizon, isn't it, really?
That's right. Yeah, and different to any other year, you know. We really recognise that it's not just more of the same. There wasn't really any point in just talking about things we've talked about before.
Yeah.
And in kind of keeping on doing things the same. We're in a new game right now. You know, there's only one game in town, and that is the medical law and the referendum. And it doesn't matter if you don't agree with how the government has said they're going to do it.
Yeah.
It is how it's going to happen.
Yeah,
we need to play that game to the best of our ability and make sure that we win it and not just sort of argue amongst each other about the finer points of our own preferred model, that whatever that may be.
Like the mothership for Normal globally, are they in contact with you frequently on how
it doesn't really work like that. We're Normal formed independently. Normal actually formed at the Nambassa Music Festival of 1979. And it was this whole group of people that like marched on the police tent and kind of like, roar! You could just imagine it, right? All these real mud-covered hippies and that. And out of that, Normal formed. But Normal, in the meantime, it got actually kind of taken over by this group of scientists. So it got formed by hippies at a music festival.
Perfect.
And then the people who actually incorporated it legally were all like authors and scientists, mostly based down in Wellington. And then about 20 years later, American Normal kind of wrote to us and went, who the hell are you guys using our name? And and then we were, we've been around since 1979.
We're about the deck.
Yeah. And they were like, okay, that's all good then. No worries. Yeah. But no, it's quite funny because, yeah, we are in contact in terms of communicating with each other, but they don't like tell us what to do or kind of have any kind of funding or there's no kind of like mysterious influence. But
actually, no, it's just I was thinking more from a, like a guidance perspective, I guess, because, you know, with the resources they might have available or experiences that they've had.
A lot of their factions have gone
absolutely,
through.
Yeah, that's kind of the level of where it's at is we learn a lot from what they're doing over there. They've run a lot of really successful campaigns. But I guess Family First, who we kind of are thinking are going to be our main opposition here, they like to accuse us of that. They like to write little opinion pieces in the paper saying that we're controlled by these American people and some. I don't know what planet they're on, but I just love it that they're our opposition. Actually, you know, you couldn't ask for a better one.
Hey, lastly, good to see you on the good to see Hemp Store on the Super Summer sort of prize pack: a year's worth of hemp oil and a Focus Herbal vape. What am I going to do with a year's worth of hemp oil?
You're going to just like pour it all over yourself and just like bathe in it.
Is it rad? Okay.
Oh yeah.
I can't win. This is just suggested. It's like on the. That's what's on the bottle. There, it's just a picture of someone pouring it all over themselves.
What's the holy anointing oil?
What's the focus thing?
Focus Vape is it's a brand. It's a very good vaporizer. Well, I feel it is, and it just seems to work very well. Nice and reliable.
So it's like a vape machine.
That is just a
vape machine.
It's just a fraction of what's up for grabs on the Super Summon sort of prize pack. Just go to 95bfm.com and enter the draw, ladies and gentlemen. There's plenty of good stuff in there.
And if people want to come and see you up on K Road, whereabouts are you?
Just 253. Next to Calendar Girls, across the road from Family Bar. We're right in the cannabis block, actually.
The building with the most foliage. It's a nice inviting
little scenario. It's a nice little zone going up on K Road now. It's quite good. Right. We've had a vape shop open next door. It's kind of, you know, it feels like a little community up there. It's quite nice.
Sick. Hey, thanks so much for another edition, Chris.
Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
I'm in love with Mary Jane. She's my main thing. She makes me feel alright. She makes my heart.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.